Call the October 2nd Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a full house. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have a quorum. First item is item B1, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Jesse.
Good evening, Council. My name is Jesse Hintz. I reside at 8527 West Willow Point Parkway in the city. Also, for the members of the Council that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, in full disclosure, I am a member of the Police Department. I've been serving this community in that capacity for the last 21 and a half years. I would like to draw your attention to a decision that was made at last month's Common Council meeting from September 18, 2018. It's marked item G12, and that's in reference to the Employee Health Insurance Program and Plan. My concern, Council, is that in this day and age, and my understanding with what the city has always tried to do is attract the best employees and retain the best employees. I think that what's been approved is steps to degrade that plan for the future hiring and retention of the people that work for the city of Franklin. And I will concede, and I do admit that part of Mr. Liberta's job in his official capacity is to try and look for ways to save the city and the taxpayers money, essentially, and I do understand and appreciate that. But from my understanding for all the years of what's been happening recently is I thought the plan was to be within the 65th percentile of other public sector comparables. And when I read these notes from this form, it says that Franklin's PPO would be at the forefront of the market when compared to other public and more in line with the perception of private sector benefits, meaning it provides a generally lower benefit and imposes greater costs on employees. And I think that that would degrade the opportunity to retain and attract future employees in the future. And I'm concerned about that. And I'm concerned, in full disclosure, that it affects me personally, but also affects the city by attracting and retaining future employers for the city of Franklin. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that in the law enforcement community overall, not just Franklin, but everywhere overall, it's hard to attract and retain police officers. And I appreciate that the city, as a taxpayer, is trying to save money, but to be at the forefront of that effort in that fashion, I think is a little bit out of line with the intended theme of attracting the best and retaining the best. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jesse. Anyone else wish to speak? Anybody else? Mr. Lucky.
Yes. Jim Lucky, 4925 West Rawson Avenue. I'm just here to speak about items G5 and G6 and to assure the council that the Franklin Historical Society Board and myself are in full agreement, and it would be my recommendation that you approve the two memorandums of understanding. I assure the council that a lot of work has been put in to obtaining the proper financing. We've been getting a lot of donations of equipment, been working on that, a crane from Jude Free, lifting equipment from other places, generator, a serious discount on the needed wood from Blifford's. Had on a few other donations, and we're right on track. We've got a very motivated builder that wants to do this, and I've already started the permit process with inspection, and we're looking at somewhere around about the third week of this month to get the building going. And that's what I have to say.
Good. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Okay, seeing no one else.
Mayor, can I just make
Alderman
one comment? Jumping off of Jesse Hintz, I won't go into the rant I went into a couple of weeks ago, but we have to start worrying about our employees. We've got to take care of our employees, or we're going to lose them, we're going to lose quality employees, and we're going to end up with less than we want here. We've got to take care of our employees.
Okay, with that, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. Move on to item B2, mayoral announcement, status of the referendum at from the November 6th general election. Is it 6 or the 4th?
The 6th.
Okay. The PD has updated their website with additional information. There has been additional information put up on the city's website. It's kind of down on the list right now. As soon as the events that are above it happen, which will be this week, we'll move it back up to the top. There is a Coffee with the Cop coming up. Jesse, you know when that is?
Mr. Mayor, I could look at my phone and tell you, but...
You don't. Okay.
So next week.
Is it the 8th?
That sounds...
I think it's 8th, and it's a Monday then. I think it's the 8th on Monday.
Yeah, from noon until 2 or 3, yeah. The important point on that is that's a patrol officer, line police officer event. The chief and the command staff stay away from it. You guys, of course, can do what you want, but I won't be there because I don't want to skew the event. Mm-hmm. But you guys do whatever you'd like. So that's what's currently on tap. Chief?
October 3rd.
Yes, oh. It is October 3rd.
It's tomorrow. Mañana.
It's tomorrow. Whoa.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Excellent.
11 o'clock till.
Wow.
Jesse, were you telling the mayor next week on purpose?
No doubt.
Then what's on my calendar for the 8th?
You're going to be late.
Yeah.
That was well done, Jesse. Well done. Okay, so any information that you folks would choose to put up on your own Facebook or websites is appreciated, but remember, we cannot advocate. We can only inform. Mm-hmm. Madam Clerk has additional information.
The Director of Administration and I will finalize a notice that's required by law, which tells the effects of a yes vote and the effects of a no vote. When that is prepared, it will be published, it will be sent to the county, it will be posted at the polling locations. But prior to that, we will send it to the mayor and the aldermen and police and fire departments. It's just a neutral, this is what happens if you vote yes, and this is what happens if you vote no.
And we need to send them all the question.
That's included in the notice.
Okay.
But the ballots are already on the city's website.
Questions for me on that? I told you all I can. That's all I know. Okay. Next thing is a reminder that the State of the Cities event is on Friday at 7:30 at the Oak Creek Community Center. Both Mayor Bukavich and I strongly urge that the format change and be more centered on the people in the audience rather than on Steve Jagler. So we'll see what happens on that. But again, you're all welcome. It's $20, $25, whatever, $20. If you show up after breakfast, then it's free. So there you go. Just another reminder that next Monday is also the ICC, monthly ICC meeting. I believe it's at Fox Point. I'll get you the agenda when I get it, which should have been yesterday, but there we are. That's it for mayoral announcements. Move on to item C, approval of the regular meeting minutes of September 18th. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item. There's no hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions. We move on to G1. Donation from the Franklin Citizens Academy.
Motion to approve donation for the police canine.
And we all appreciate the hard work that those citizens do on behalf of the police department. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 on page 13 is an ordinance to create 18-30F of the Municipal Code regarding loitering or prowling. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G3 on 17, an authorization for conservation easement.
Motion approved.
Second.
This is at 2925 and 2939 West Acre Avenue. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 on 25, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for a special use of the gas station at 11123 West Forest Home. Before we make that motion, truck parking is not in the ordinance.
Resolution,
sorry.
So, yes, the same packet materials are in this packet as it was last time. So it's the packet materials that's reflecting the Plan Commission recommendation of approval of only the gas station, not the truck parking. You would have to add conditions if you want the truck parking. And as a guide, you could use those conditions that were in the resolution that staff prepared for the Plan Commission, which I have a copy of in case you're interested.
And one thing, last time when the gentleman owner was here, excuse me, I'm sick, but the plans that they gave us, this one-page plan with the drawing on it, is much more vast than what we originally talked about. Is that right?
You are correct.
Okay, because I'm confused, because he didn't reach out to me. I didn't have any conversation with him since that meeting when we talked about that one area. Now this entire thing was added.
Correct.
I just want to clarify that. That's
is a draft map. Oren believes that they're not done with it yet, but yes, it took a step in the wrong direction.
Agreed. That's all I have.
Is there a motion? On
the table?
Motion to
table. We don't have to take action on it. There's no.
Well,
he's currently in violation of our ordinances.
Oh.
I would go with the same argument. I'm not sure what the proper motion is, but we have a site that's been not legal. We can actually clean it up. The map has gone, as the alderman of the district said, in the wrong direction. So I don't know what the proper motion would be to just approve the gas station but not allow parking, and any parking there would be a violation, and we'll actually start citing and stuff like this. What's the proper motion?
Motion to accept the resolution.
Motion to approve. Resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Merrick.
I want to hear what the alderman of the district has to say about that. I was sympathetic to them two weeks ago, with them doing this now and not being here tonight. I'm losing that sympathy, but I still want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I was empathetic to his efforts. He took a dilapidated closed business, bought the property, bought the land, stuck a lot of money into it. Looks great, curb appeal, everything's good. He has been in violation by having a few trucks that have been there overnight. That hasn't been an issue. I have zero neighbor complaints, zero issues. Apparently the last complaint they had was 5 years ago. And I thought we were going in the right direction. And then I saw this one piece of document submitted, which has it's completely a 180 from what we talked about and what we agreed upon as far as what his plan would be for the future. And that's very disappointing.
And on behalf of the Plan Commission, Alderman Dandry, correct me. The feeling there was allowing truck parking did nothing to advance the community.
Correct.
That is correct.
There's a motion on the floor. Been seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5 on page 49, a resolution to approve agreement to terminate the capital projects agreement between the City
so
of Franklin
move
and
to
the
approve. Second.
Second.
Well, that's good. We get lots of action tonight. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The complementary agreement, G6 on page 53, is the agreement between the City of Franklin and the Historical Society for construction and donation of a barn.
So
move to
second.
Approve. Second.
Take a you got everybody wanting to take care of you, Jim. Yep. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7 on 57 is a resolution to sign a second amendment to the lease agreement of American Tower on 5572 Airways. Is there a second?
Second.
I will just point out that this went from $2,000 a year to $21,000 a year. Thank you, Glenn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8 on page 77 is authorization of an executive contract for pavement marking to Crowley Construction for $24,500.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion is to authorize execution of a contract with Crowley Construction to mark pavement in various Franklin locations for not to exceed $24,500. at the same unit prices and in form substantially similar to the 2017 pavement marking contract. Also, a motion to authorize publication of a first-class notice of intent to award the contract for pavement marking to Crowley Construction for an amount not to exceed $24,500, and to authorize the Director of Public Works to execute a purchase order for such services following publication of the notice. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G9 is approval to update culvert installation costs on page 79. This might need discussion. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, yeah, my first thought was if my culvert's in good shape and you come in with a city project and I have to pay to redo my approach when it was in good shape. So I'm
no.
just asking if it's all the time or at what points will that decision
no,
be made?
Generally, if we come in and we do a city project, we replace culverts if needed at the project expense. This is typically for people, basically brand new culverts, you know, new driveway. They want to have one installed. We have where we want to install the culverts. Some people's culverts go bad over, you know, after 30 years or whatever, and so they'll call and ask us to replace it. So we do that at their expense. So typically we have a chart, and per the city code, we have a list of prices. People come in and they pay ahead of time, and then we take that money. Each year we have a budget for culvert. I think it's like $13,000 this year, and so we buy an inventory of culverts and we replace them as time allows. With this situation, we talked to Board of Public Works, and through the next council action item, we really start looking at exactly what it takes for us to install a culvert. And with our budgets being tighter and tighter, we realize that in reality the city is subsidizing culvert installations for everyone who wants a culvert. So we try to get them in line of what it really cost us. For example, asphalt, we were providing asphalt at no charge. Labor was basically at a greatly reduced rate. We're not really sure how those numbers were come up with, but they were updated every couple of years. And so because this is such a large change in prices, if you'll notice, there's quite a large change in jumping when you look at without asphalt. Even with asphalt, it really jumps because now we're charging for asphalt. The Board of Public Works felt that this year they'd like for the council to look at it and feel comfortable with that change in philosophy. If you would like us to continue to, if you will, subsidize culvert and installations, we can go back to a pricing schedule similar to what it was in the past, but this is what it truly cost DPW to install a culvert.
So my question was sort of how will you determine in your department which people will have to pay that higher price and which ones that the city will be doing? Will there be an ordinance change?
If you want a culvert installed or replaced, then you come in and just like it is now, you come in and pay for that. If we were to do a project, say 68th Street, where we do something that affects someone's culvert and we extend it, we will take care of that as part of the project cost.
The answer would be if it's a city project, you're going to do it. If it's a requested resident project, they'll pay for it.
Correct. So like Ross and Holmes would be a city project.
That's what I
would
want.
Yes.
Clarity,
thank you.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is an authorization for the DPW to close ditches for various properties along North Cape Road. This project never dies.
I know it's been at Public Works a number of times.
Mr. Morrow.
Yeah, and Alderman's correct. This has been at Public Works multiple times. Okay. We've talked about. Situation was this was a county road, and the residents along there did not want sidewalks, so the county installed a project with ditches. We've been hearing nonstop complaints about the ditches ever since we turned it over. Board of Public Works has discussed this again numerous times, and it was decided that for this case, let me back up. The DPW will install culverts for driveways, but we do not install culverts for yards. We will go out and we'll do the engineering, we'll set the grades and so forth. But it's up to the individual to actually go out and hire a contractor to install this. In this situation, since pretty much everyone up and down the road was complaining about the ditches, Board of Public Works decided that we would make an offer to the residents that we would
One time, we would allow DPW to do the installation. It's been several months ago, but I did talk to the city legal department and verified that we could, because we're still in the right-of-way, we can still work in our right-of-way. We're not getting off the right-of-way. DPW has the ability to do this. But it is a change in policy, and so that's why Board of Public Works felt it would be necessary to come to you before we actually send the letters out and make the offering to the residents, that you're okay with us making this one-time offer to South North Cape, that we would go up. I can't guarantee that we'll do it all in one month, 1 year. It may take us a couple years to get them done, as time allows. But this is something that Board of Public Works felt it was a unique situation and warranted it.
So, Mr. Morrow, if they were to enclose one of their ditches, say 60 feet wide, and they used a 20, just because the math will be easy, the 21-inch culvert, they would be charged $605 times 3, right? 20 times 3 is.
Yes, roughly.
So their prices are right here.
Yeah, we're basically using the new prices. We just didn't have a chart available when we put the prices together. So.
Thanks, Glenn.
Is this going to be a priority over the already on the table for 7-plus years 36th Street culvert issue? Because I really would like to see that project get done this year, and we're adding on. Are you going to have the staff to be able to do both of those?
Well, when you say 36, you're talking about the Rossin Homes project. Oh, we're actually going out for a contractor to perform that work. So this is be a DPW staff project.
Are you confident that it won't create any pitch issues? Because this was a concept discussed for 36th Street.
South North Cape has steeper grades. If you drive up and down South North Cape, it's not flat like Rossin Homes, for example. Unlike Rossin Homes, these people will actually have to pay for the work done in front of their property.
So you think you got enough pitch? So if everyone doesn't sign on to it, you can get the pitch going just fine.
Correct. And the reason why it took so long, one, I hate to blame being short staffed, but it did take a long time to find time to do it in my department. But Sarah, my assistant, did check these. That's